From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Here is the news, first the headlines. House members says cooperation with China may be delayed or cancelled. And the second is Trump and Rouhani threat warnings after killing of top general. Now the news in detail. A member of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives from the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, Charles Honoris, in a written statement on Saturday, January 4, 2020, demanded the government to re-evaluate the bilateral relationship between Indonesia and China. The demand was stated by Charles in relation to the Chinese government claim over Natuna waters. Charles supported the plan to increase the number of patrols and prisons over Natuna waters. Charles also urged the armed forces and other law enforcement elements to show no hesitation to defend Indonesia's sovereignty. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on Saturday said the United States committed a grave mistake in killing Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani, and US President Donald Trump responded on Twitter, writing that if Tehran attacks American assets, the US will strike very hard and very fast. Trump tweeted that the US has a list of 52 Iranian targets, which was chosen to match the number of hostages taken in the 1979 takeover of the U.S. embassy. Rouhani said earlier Americans would face consequences for killing Soleimani not only today, but also in the coming years. Rouhani's remarks came on the same day mourners in neighboring Iraq had chanted death to America at a funeral procession for Soleimani and an Iraqi military leader who died with him in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq early Friday. A southerly change with powerful gases up to 80 miles per hour or 128 kilometers per hour threatened to spread huge fires raging in New South Wales or NSW, officials said. In the neighboring state of Victoria, army helicopters have been deployed to evacuate people trapped by the flames. Early on Sunday, NSW Fire Commissioner Sean Fitzsimmons told Australia's Nine News that hundreds of homes could have been lost in Saturday's fires. Fire and Rescue NSW said four firefighters had been injured overnight. Commissioner Paul Baxter told Nine News that three suffered heat exhaustion and smoke inhalation, while the fourth suffered burns to his hands while dealing with a house fire. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced the deployment of 3,000 reserve troops to help the firefighting effort. Furthermore, $20 million Australian dollars has been allocated to lease four water bomber planes. Defense Force bases will provide temporary accommodation. The United States men's soccer team has put off its planned January training camp in Doha, Qatar, because of the developing situation in the Middle East after a top Iranian general was killed by a U.S. airstrike. Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's Quds Force, was killed on Friday, January 3rd, at the Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. The U.S. team was set to train in Doha for most of the month ahead of a friendly against Costa Rica in California on February 1st, but officials say they are making alternative arrangements. The 2022 FIFA World Cup is set to be held in Qatar. Arir Wasefis, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The railway of Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, located in Tangerang, Banten Province, resumed operations and served passengers starting Saturday after its operations were stopped due to major flooding affecting Jakarta and Banten. The train speed, however, remained limited with a one-hour headway. Dia Suryandari, Public Relations Officer of PT Railing, said in a statement in Jakarta, the airport railroad operations will be adjusted to condition on the ground. PT Railing urges airplane passengers to pay attention to schedules and travel times to avoid possible delays. The Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Dakar, Senegal, Mansour Pangeran, said Africa is a potential market for the provincial government of the Bangka Belitung Islands to market and develop tourism and other regional potentials. Ambassador Mansour Pangeran in Pangkal Pinang on Saturday said there are at least around 54 countries in the African continent to promote the beauty of Bangka Belitung tourism. He said as Ambassador of Indonesia to Dakar, Senegal, who oversees about 8 countries in West Africa, not only in charge of diplomatic matters or as a representative of a country, but also became an Indonesian Promotion Center or IPC promoting the potential of agriculture, plantations, fisheries, tourism, and others to the international world. He was very impressed with the beauty of natural tourism in Bangka Belitung, and this is very potential to be marketed in Africa. According to him, currently African countries are intensifying the development of tourism to support the economy of people on the continent. If this can be realized, then countries in Africa will become a potential market for Bangka Belitung. The last item. A dead pilot whale washed ashore on South Gorontalo Beach, Tolotio Village, Bone Sub District, Bone Bolango District, Gorontalo Province, Sulawesi Island on Saturday. When local villagers found the 4 until 5 meter long whale at around 5 a.m. local time, the animal was still alive. Tolotio Village Chief Marlen Hamdata said, when the seawater receded, the whale's body hit a coral reef, and found it that the whale was later dead. Several local villagers had tried to save the whale by pushing it back into the waters. They, however, failed to do so because the waters receded and the whale was too heavy. Pilot whales are known to locals as Pau Pau Su and are rarely found stranded on the coast. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This week's spotlight is on floods in Jakarta and its surroundings. Floods in Jakarta and surrounding areas made headlines on national media this week. Extreme rainfall that struck the western and northern Jawa island at the turn of the new year resulted in floods and landslides which claimed lives in Jakarta and the surrounding areas. There were more than 30,000 residents evacuated because their homes were flooded. Floods not only submerged residential areas but also the Jakarta Protocol roads, a number of public transportation ranging from buses, electric trains to flights at Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport were also forced to be cancelled due to flooding. Flooding also caused power cuts by the electricity company. It also claimed 16 lives as revealed by the National Disaster Management Agency on Thursday, January the 2nd. President Joko Widodo and Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan stressed the rescue of affected residents as the priority. In Yogyakarta on Wednesday, January the 1st, President Joko Widodo called on all parties, including the provincial government, the National Disaster Management Agency, and the search and rescue team to move together and rescue residents who were victims of the flood. In addition, the president also ordered the government to normalize public facilities because this has entered Jakarta, such as Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, the Jakarta Cikampek Toll Road, and several vital objects. The president also asked the public to remain cautious and vigilant in facing this rainy season. Meanwhile, Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan said that in this phase, all focus on evacuation of rescuing residents. The provincial government is also preparing to take precaution to receive surges of water coming from Depok and Katulampa in Bogor, West Java. Anies said the Jakarta provincial government is ready to be responsible for tackling the flooding problem. The National Disaster Management Agency said one of the factors causing flooding on the first day of 2020 is extreme rainfall. He said the rain this time was not normal. Based on the agency monitoring result at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base in East Jakarta, the rainfall reached 377 millimeters. This figure is the highest rainfall that hit Jakarta, which previous record was 340 millimeters per day. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with January the 5th, 1960, Albert Camus dies. Albert Camus is an Algerian-born writer and philosopher. Often he is classified as an existentialist writer. Camus is of a Spanish descendant. He won the Nobel Prize in Literature at the age of 44 in 1957. He became the second youngest literary recipient in history. He died in a car accident in Villeblevin on January 5, 1960. Turning to January the 5th, 1970, the Tonghai earthquake. The Tonghai earthquake in 1970 occurred on January the 5th with a moment magnitude of 7.1 and a maximum Mercalli intensity of X or extreme. At least 10,000 people died, making it one of the deadliest in a decade. Occurring during the height of the Cultural Revolution, this disaster was not widely publicized by the Chinese government for more than a decade. This earthquake was one of the reasons behind the creation of the largest earthquake monitoring system in China 25 years later. I'll end with January the 5th, 1976, Kingsmill Massacre, Ireland. The Kingsmill Massacre was a mass shooting that occurred on January the 5th, 1976, near the village of White Cross in the south of Armagh County, Northern Ireland. Armed men stopped the minibus carrying 11 Protestant workers, drove them beside him, and shot them. There is only one survivor, despite being shot 18 times. A group calling itself the Republic of South Armagh Forces claimed responsibility. It said the shooting was in retaliation for a series of attacks on Catholic civilians in the area by loyalists, specifically the killing of 6 Catholics the night before. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by M. Abdul Razak in Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Abdul Razak. Thank you for your wish. We also wish you a happy and prosperous New Year 2020. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and your club members. Here is the song.
Oh, 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 oh. di semua ini. Kita terungkap dengan sejumlah kata, setulus hati sepenuh jiwa. Dirimu satu mimpiku.
Now we'll reply an email from our regular listener, Malik Allah Bahaya Kohar in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Malik. Thank you for your compliment and reception report. We are really glad because you can hear our radio clearly. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will introduce Cincin Goling ceremony from the special region of Yogyakarta. Cincin Goling ceremony is an expression of community gratitude for the success of the harvest. It is also a traditional ritual of respecting ancestral spirits who protect the community in the village of Gedangan, Gedangrejo village, Karangmojo district, Gunung Kidul. It is routinely carried out every year on the second post-harvest, which is around May, June, and July. Usually held on days that have been calculated according to the Japanese calendar, namely Wage Monday or Kliwon Thursday. The Cincin Goling ceremony is held at Dawe or Kedung Dawang Dam. In the middle of the ceremony, a dance called a Cincin Goling is usually performed. The Cincin singgoling ceremony is a combination of two elements that are actually quite different, namely the Hindu and the Javanese Islamic elements of people who inhabit the area now known as the village of Gedangan. Although different, but it turns out these two elements can be combined neatly as evidenced by the celebration of the Cincinggoling ceremony. The Cincinggoling is a large-scale Thanksgiving ceremony for the size of a traditional celebration. Every time the ceremony is held, it costs a lot of money for the equipment, the purchase of approximately 800 chickens, making various offerings and staging various traditional arts. What's interesting about the Cincinggoling is that dozens of people are running around trampling agricultural crops around the dam. This was done because they believe that the trampled plants during the Cincinggoling ceremony would flourish. One of the ingredients for the ritual offering is chicken, put in a container or bag made of plaited young coconut leaves. To see the celebration of the Cincinggoling ceremony, there is absolutely no charge. Even the audience and the surrounding community who live near Dawit Dam will get food that comes from the Cincinggoling rituals, such as rice, grilled chicken, and other side dishes. But of course, after the recitation of prayers by traditional stakeholders, the prayers offered are for the safety of the entire population and the welfare of farmers. Despite the high cost, the Cincinggoling ceremony will continue to be held every year. This is because the Gondangan people consider this ceremony as part of their tradition that need to be preserved. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today with the topic of Cincinggoling ceremony. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Osmani Cabrera Herrera in Cuba, who was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program. Hello, Mr. Osmani Cabrera Herrera. Thank you for your email. We hope that you are in good condition now and can do your activities like usual. Amen. Special for you and listener Voice of Indonesia wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song for our regular listener around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Siapa yang benar salah, siapa yang
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today's miscellany is about Agam, heaven of the rare Rafflesia. Rafflesia is a rare flower. Little known, this flower is quite frequently discovered in Agam Regency, West Sumatra. Agam Regent Indra Chatri even said Agam is heaven for Rafflesia. As quoted from Antara News Agency, Indra Chatri said that the population distribution of Rafflesia is often found in districts of Palupu, Tanjung Raya, Palembayan, Baso, and many others. The Rafflesia that grows in Agam is Arnold Lee and Tuan Mudai. Even the Tuan Mudai Rafflesia can also be found in Marambuang, Nagari Baringin, Palembayan district. Has been blooming recently and is the world's biggest with 111 cm diameter and the only one in Indonesia. Region Indra said so far the only exposed Rafflesia is the one in Palupu. Actually, there are more of these rare flowers around Maninjau Lake. It is planned that the Rafflesia around Maninjau will be a tourism object. Meanwhile, region of Agam said they will coordinate with Natural Resources Conservation Agency or BKSDA and West Sumatra Forestry Agency to develop infrastructure to the location. It will help the tourists to easily visit the Rafflesia and observe the rare flower closely. Well, listener, that was today's miscellany. Thank you for listening.
Lapisan tipis air yang beku sentuhan lembut kan hancurkan aku walaupun cinta yang sempurna menghampiriku seketika ku ingin kau tahu betapa rapuhnya
cinta kau ingkar. akan lagi yang baru. Kau tahu
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today's edition will present you a song by Indah Nevertari. Indah Nevertari released her 8th single entitled Modus Licikmu. This song was composed by Ilham Basso and Indah Nevertari. This song's music arrangement is a combination between EDM and Arabian. The lyrics of this song is inspired by Indah Nevertari's personal story. Modus Licikmu tells the story of a relationship between lovers, in which one of them only uses the condition of their partner. Well, listener, here is Indah Nevertari with the song Modus Licikmu.
Aku lihat kamu, sudah ku tahu kau tak ingin cintaku. Terlihat jelas tatapan itu hanya mengandung nafsu untuk memelukku. Oh, 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 oh. Ku tak tertipu.
what you want, 3 o'clock, call me. A manifest, I'm tryna buy me one me. I know you wanna, you wanna, you want me. You better live, no one hears seduction. And better make us ever correction. Ahead the things you've done in your section. Pretending to be sharp, but you don't have to fashion. You will not come to show, even the expensive ring. Everything is yours, still I'm feeling boring. It's time for me to set the ring, so you can insist on my full glory day.
Oh, 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 oh. Ku tak tertipu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai jumpa di video selanjutnya. lupakan semua masa lalu. Berhenti, 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 hentikan waktu di dekatku.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Find
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.